episode 72, Over 40 in Vancouver. Hi, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're live from Revolver underscore coffee on Twitter, at Revolver Coffee without underscore on Instagram. Let's talk Snowmageddon, Vancouver, 2016-17. I think we're at day 33, or is it 32? I'm going to say 33.
Close enough. Yeah, real winter in Vancouver.
It started on December the 5th, 2016. It is now January the
6th.
So I guess it's 32 days. Or no, it's 33 because the month was 31 days.
Was it 30 days past September? No.
No, December had 31 days, so it's 33.
Yeah.
This is day 33. So what do you think, Dale?
I think it sucks. I'm in Vancouver because
how
I like
are your
well
sidewalks?
Behaved, no.
Have you fallen?
I have slipped in Vancouver. Around.
Have you fallen in North Vancouver?
No, I haven't been out much in North Vancouver. So.
Has North Van been better
no.
outside your home than
no.
it is
it
in Gastown?
It's pretty much the
sea
same
bus,
as Vancouver. The
bus
regular
stop.
The regular routes are not bad. The all of the side stuff. It all depends on who clears where. And there are some nasty icy
so
patches.
During this 33 days of Snowmageddon, this is the fourth time? You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
This is the fourth time I've walked from East Van to Gastown. So today is Friday. On Tuesday, when I went back to work after the holidays, I walked. It was a gong show. Woodland was a sheet of ice from Clark Park until Adnack. Today, Friday, 4 days later, or 3 days later, it is much better. Woodland was dangerous to be a
pedestrian. People are buying crampons.
Woodland was dangerous.
Yeah.
No. They somehow people have cleared. Most of the sidewalk was fine on Tuesday, but every intersection was a sheet of ice with no obvious pedestrian path. Today, Friday, the sheet of ice is gone at most intersections, and there's an obvious pedestrian path. So you could actually walk without crampons. I think Tuesday you would have required crampons, seriously.
City of Vancouver actually diverted like 300 of their outside workers who are working on non-priority projects.
It seems to be working
to sidewalk clearing.
It seems to be working on Woodland. Have you noticed a difference in your travels throughout the city of Vancouver?
I have actually...
Tuesday. Assuming you didn't work on Monday.
My travel has been very much curtailed. The one thing that I did notice was... One of the areas I hang out with over by Co-op Radio at Wall and Powell and Dundas, kind
yep.
of the try there. The building owner there did a really good job on the sidewalks this time. But that was where I slept before, so that was like 3 weeks ago. It was nice to see that they kind of caught up to the game.
My street is still an ice field, 18th, and I fell yesterday. You know when you're playing basketball and you jam your finger?
Yeah.
So that was what happened. I have like a... Next to my FU finger. What's that finger?
Ring finger, is it? I don't know.
Ring finger, yeah. I jam my ring finger. But other than that, I'm unscathed. I've had, especially on Tuesday, I had a lot of close calls.
I had, I scraped my knee pretty good through the pants. And
I have
my
to
wrist
admit,
a little bit. My dignity was the worst part of the fall.
Oh, Dale, I lost my dignity a long time ago. I think it started when I lost it when I had a parent. When I had a son, when I had a child. Also, I've always been goofy, so dignified is not a moniker or an adjective that you would use for me.
I don't know.
Ever.
I don't hardly fall. Oh, man, there's some good grammar. I don't fall very often on ice. I'd have to say, everybody has relearned their penguin walk.
I'm going to have to come out of the closet here and say I'm a Vision Vancouver supporter, but I am not a supporter of their communication policy. The fact that Mayor Gregor is not here sucks, but it wouldn't suck if they actually communicated.
Why?
Like, I'm not here. I'm in Jamaica. I'm in the Philippines.
I'm
in China. But
this is how it started,
my communication
though.
Staff is communicating the many measures we're doing, but none of that. It's like we got a press release from Gregor this morning via email.
There's going to be blowback. They don't appreciate.
It's the 21st century, man. 21st century. Blog every day.
You're well caffeinated today.
Tweet every day.
You're crankier than I am. I think this is one of the interesting, fascinating things to me about this whole thing.
Just louder.
Is It really depends on where you live, how you experience it. Like, and in even driving around, like if you're driving on a main road, you don't see it until you hit a back road. Like it's literally night and day. So I think
totally agree.
I think there is a lot of people, and I mean the politicians live in the more affluent, well looked after areas.
No, but the side streets of Kitsilano have ice too. Side streets of Kitsilano and Shaughnessy and Parisel have ice.
I don't think they appreciate how bad it is, and I think they've lowballed it, and I think they're going to pay a bit of a price for that. But on the other hand, too, I also think people have to stop being as cranky about it. It's like, you didn't clear your sidewalks. You're an adult. You know what? You miscalculated.
What if you're disabled?
We all miscalculate.
What if you're disabled?
That is a different situation. And yeah. I don't know how you deal with the people that are mobility impaired that have to deal with this. I mean, good neighbors is always part of it, but you can't count on good neighbors in some of these areas.
Well, you got to be part of your community.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but we all have to reach out. Even if we're not have mobility issues, we should know our neighbors. And we should be able to rely on each other if we need snow clearing, if we need some eggs, if we need whatever, when we can't do it ourselves. Right?
I know there
are barriers. There are language barriers. There are a lot of cultural barriers to prevent a lot of people from reaching out and becoming part of their physical real-world communities. But this is a lesson that we should all, of all ages... Yeah.
We should
be part of our real world communities.
We don't deal with, like, I'm willing to cut some slack because we don't deal with this often.
And yeah.
It has been a long time since we've dealt with
3 years since we've had snow in the city of Vancouver.
And we've never had this kind of snap where it has
kept
the ice around for so long.
So we had 3 snowfalls and 3 freeze thaw cycles. So that's why we have
so much ice.
I would estimate on many of the side streets of East Van, because we have a microclimate in East Vancouver of being colder, I would estimate that there is 2 centimeters of snow or more on all the sidewalks and streets that haven't been sanded. Luckily, all of them have been sanded and salted, as far as I can tell by now.
Yeah.
All the major ones in East Van. But you have the same problem in Kitsilano. I was in Kitsilano, so it's not just the poorer, so-called poorer side of the city, east side. It's everywhere. But, yeah, we haven't had an event like this in the 19 years I've lived here.
So I think you're absolutely right. I think Robertson has dropped the ball.
Hire a blogger. Jesus.
I don't know. You know, just start communicating. Like, it's... This isn't
communicate via press release. You don't need a blogger. You're
this
right.
This isn't an emergency in the sense that like we're going to have a severe loss of life.
Totally
and
agree, but it's a totally
damage.
Addressable
but
emergency.
It's
a mini emergency.
It is a significant event that is worthy of a lot more attention than it's been getting. And in some cases, I think for some people, like you said, that are mobility impaired, it is at an emergency proportion. Like their lifestyle is severely hampered, and if that had happened to the majority of the population, you bet we'd have stuff. So, yeah, they need to be a little bit more upfront about their communications plan. Like, I don't blame them for a slow start, but I do blame them for not stepping up.
Wow, they should have had daily updates since the 31st, because that was, like, the straw that broke the camel's back for a lot of people. Like, I think that was the third wave of snow that nobody anticipated, the 31st, that huge dump we got.
My theory is, like, we've gotten really used to the majority of the ice melting away. And
yes.
That hasn't happened this time, and it's caught everybody by surprise.
And we have another week. We have another week, Dale.
That was
at least
mid-December. And so, like you say, now we're like into the beginning of
January. Snowmageddon is going to last another week. Because if I look at this at the forecast, we're not going to go above 5 degrees Celsius. for another week.
Yep.
We need 10 degrees Celsius and 10 millimeters of rain for 3 days in a row.
And, I mean, I'm cool with my politicians saying, like, we were caught by surprise.
Yeah.
We're coping.
Transparency.
Just let me know you're coping.
Honesty.
Yeah, exactly.
Signing off from Ranting Roland. I mean, in the heart of Gastown, the heart of the city, the amazing Revolver Coffee, award-winning Revolver Coffee. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.